Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
pop this on. All right, there we go. All right, good to have you with me. Thanks for being here this morning. I've got a great program lined up for you. Top of the next hour, Don Jans and I will have a conversation yesterday on the streets of San Francisco. You may remember both the old Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze and the newer Red Dawn with Liam, I think was his name, Liam Hemsworth or Chris Hemsworth, one of the two. Chris Hemsworth, I think it was. Anyway, Red Dawn happened yesterday in San Francisco as Xi Jinping arrived to a military welcome, and stunningly, our own military was forced to hold communist flags. Yeah. We'll talk about that with Don Jans. We've been warning you about it. His book series warns about that. And we have been warning you about all of that for the last 10 years. 10 years we've been telling you this is coming. Okay, let's see. Bottom of hour number two, we'll talk about the Oliver Stone flim-flam demagogue of Daily Plaza. Who is responsible for the death of JFK? Was Johnson involved? Did Johnson push some buttons to assassinate the president or play some kind of a role? We'll talk about that. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, Holly Swenson is with us. How do you talk about Israel and Hamas and what's happening in Israel and the assault on our Jewish brothers and sisters at the Thanksgiving table? I never thought that we would be in a place where we would have generations that would support terrorists and communists and sodomites and baby killers. This is not the America I grew up in. Tim, welcome to you. J6 Patriot News, also the American Gulag Chronicles, and I know we want to talk about the book as well. We have patriots who are languishing in prisoner of war type conditions here in our country who are, you know, we talked about David Sumrall and others like him who are trying to continue as yourself to raise awareness to this issue. John Pierce has been fighting for them. Jeff Zink is actually a defendant now. His son was sentenced, I think, to like 26 plus 6 years, 32 years for standing on the steps of the People's Capitol. All right, I love your title, Furious. I'm Furious Pastor Greg, let me tell you. Tim, please talk to us about what's the biggest thing in this that maybe even the top three things that the public needs to be getting from the media in free press truth and reporting that they never hear?
You'll never see the real videos. You know what they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. Pundits would like to talk about it. People who've never been there would like to talk about it. January 6th committee members who weren't present at the front lines would like to talk about it. That's all hearsay. If you really want to know what happened that day, I guess it would be smart to go to the people who were involved, who were outside, who were at the police lines, who were being beaten, shot, gassed. And they've been writing to America literally since March of 2021 when they started really rounding people up and throwing them in jail. And in July of 21, we reactivated the Patriot Mail Project. And you can find them at patriotmailproject.com. And that was a way for America to find, where are these guys at? How do I write to them? How do I stay in contact with them? How do I help them? And that project has expanded now to include families and children of J6ers who are suffering, in some cases, even worse than the defendants themselves. And so that's how it all got started. And I wrote a letter, and the answer I got back from the letter, it drove me out of retirement. I left a very comfortable lifestyle and became Furious Tim and try to be a loudspeaker, a voice, a megaphone for these people who are being silenced by the government because they did not commit crimes. And yet the government's narrative is that they're They're horrible people. They're racist. They're white supremacists. They're insurrectionists. And that is the biggest crock of you know what that I think America has ever had to swallow. And yet for 2.5 years, they've been fed a history of lies. And we work actively to unravel those lies. That's what we do.
I want to play the spot with David Summerall talking about the Chronicles themselves, if I could, for just a second here. Let me see if we can get that to play.
Imagine a world where every dollar is tracked. And with digital currency comes the risk of hack.
Oh, I thought we were going to get like a little 2-minute blot from David on this, but it looks like it's more of a long-term commercial. My apologies. All right, let's.
No problem. Yeah. Well, David will tell you. You know, it's people stood up that day,
right?
Because they were fed up with what had happened. They did not believe that the election had been done with integrity, and they went to do exactly what the Constitution guarantees them the right to do. And that's what David says in that little interview. And yet what happened that day was far, far from constitutional. Assault is assault under color of law or as a civilian. I don't care what it is. Murder is murder under color of law or as a civilian. The laws are no different for those in authority than they are for those here in the civilian population. And yet they have perjured themselves. They have murdered people. They have injured people. They have beaten people. They have lied on the stand. They have intimidated witnesses. They have extorted prisoners. And none of them have paid the price. And so I guess America needs to ask themselves, do we want justice in this country, or are we just going to turn a blind eye and watch these people go from political prisoners to political victims?
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now I have located the piece that I was looking for. Let's pop that up there and get that shared on the screen. And let me see. I think we can. Yeah. There we go. All right. Here we go, folks.
So what you see there is you're seeing the letters, the actual letters that the prisoners wrote to their supporters and to the people who wrote to them and from their families. And then you see a very accurate transcript, which we have an amazing team of volunteers who often are trying to decipher bad handwriting written on poor paper with broken pens. And we produced this book that chronicles the lives of 35 political hostages. I guess we've stopped calling them prisoners, because prisoners have rights,
right?
And many of these men are being denied all rights: visitation, medical care, access to attorneys, access to the public, access to the media. And so we're beginning to call them political hostages. I heard President Trump call them that in Texas the other day, and I kind of agree that that's what they have become, is hostages to the good behavior of those of us in the conservative right who might want to speak out against the narrative and the direction that this government is pushing.
Well, I know that you and David have been pushing very hard to try to get President Trump to jump in on this. I know he's been very late or delayed in really pushing and addressing this particular issue. So I'm glad to see that he's doing it. David and I have talked about, you know, Tucker had these hours and hours of video from the very beginning, from the very get-go. He had 4,000 hours of video, he and his producers, others in the larger stream of media, all had the material that we were sharing here on my program with David for the last, almost three years.
You have to put a couple of things at the feet of the gatekeepers, okay? And who are the gatekeepers? Well, David and I were talking about this on an interview yesterday. The gatekeepers are the people who run the ISPs, who manage the flow of information across the internet. Everybody should be very scared of President Biden's attempt to take over the internet and place it under government supervision and control in order to stem disinformation. You should be very afraid of that kind of rhetoric and that kind of conversation, because it will shut up people like Pastor Greg and myself so that the narrative can go unopposed. I have to say that if the Americans in this country do not find the patriot gene that resides within each of them and activate it, maybe it's the pain of your grocery bill. Maybe it's what's happening to your children in school. Maybe it's the disillusions and the persecution of your church and your faith and your Christian ethics. Maybe it's the fact that you disagree that there was a valid election in 2020. All of these things place you on the other side of this arbitrary line that this regime has drawn. And if you stand on that side of the line, well, you're an enemy of the state. The Ministry of Truth from Orwell has come true, and business is good.
There's no question. There's absolutely no question. And it's, you know, it is not putting you at war, you know, even to say, you know, President Trump needs to speak more vocally about these issues. It's not putting me at war with President Trump. If our officials, if our leadership, if those who are aspiring to be in those positions cannot be addressed or redressed by us, then we have given away one of our constitutional rights. And to your point, just really quickly, to your point, you know, it's why we have to get back to God. We have to get back to God because we have to recognize that these rights, these things that we are standing up for, are not things that were handed to us by some arbitrary man or arbitrary higher power. They were put in us by God. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That's literally who you and I are, Tim. And that's why our founding fathers would lay their lives down for it.
That's true. But, you know, I Pastor Greg, I constantly come to this conundrum when I speak about our faith and our religion. How do I say this? Joshua was not on his knees when he conquered the walls of Jericho. He was fighting for the Lord. He was the arm, the fist, the strong arm of God. Why are we waiting for chargers and men in white horses to come riding to our rescue? You are the knight in shining armor. You, America, are the bulwark of this country. You better find that patriot gene and bring it to life and get involved in this fight, or you will lose the most precious thing this planet has ever seen, the bastion of liberty and justice.
Well, understand, right? The Black Robe Regiment. I mean, let's be clear. The ministers preached, and then the very famous scene, which is true, of him taking off his minister's robe to reveal underneath it a Continental officer's uniform, and then leading the men in his congregation out the door to face down the British oppression. So there's absolutely no question that we are to be engaged, and it's a two-front war. We have got to war both in the spirit, because there is an evil. You can't look at what's happening today and not recognize that there is an absolute wicked evil that is driving these people, that practically possesses, certainly oppresses, and we need to take authority over it. We've been given authority. But then in addition to that, we also need to be prepared to physically engage, whether it is our words to our congressional members and those that are in that, whether it's campaigning for candidates that are going to, and remembering that those are candidates that represent us, not kings and queens that we are subservient to. We don't live in a Romans 13 culture. We need to remember that. Preachers need to remember. We don't live in a Romans 13 culture. We live in a culture that is a throwback to the Old Testament when the people of God, the Jewish people, the people of Israel, directly connected with God, and they got their marching orders from that king. As our founder said, King Jesus. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
When you listen to these, read some of these letters in this book, and you listen to the interviews that we do at J6 Patriot News with these guys, and I even do a Freedom Friday show every Friday at 12 Central on Lindell TV 2, where we bring you J6 interviews and we bring you defendants to speak to you directly. Today I'm bringing Jeremy Brown from the Citrus County Jail. He's a retired Green Beret. He was the poster boy for the Green Beret. And I guess I want to come back over and over again to what can you do? I could talk all day long about this because I have so much information. But I urge you to read the letters. You saw a little sample. You can go to our website, J6 Patriot News. Read the first 14 pages of this book by yourself. If you're not crying at the end of it, I didn't do my job well, because these letters are heartbreaking. But they're also revealing. And you know what gets revealed, Pastor, is the faith. These men have... Not only have many come to Christ in prison, but they have an unshakable faith that whatever is happening here is happening as part of a plan for America. And they're willing to play their part in that plan, even if it hurts them and their families, even if they suffer a martyrdom for it. They are willing to do that, as is David, as am I, as is so many people who have joined this fight, because we are fighting for nothing less than the survival of American culture. I'm sorry, that's all it is. This is a cultural war. We either win it or we sink into immorality from which there is no return. And so pray.
No doubt.
But pray for strength.
Right.
Pray for guidance. Pray for the ability and the will to get up and do the work.
And engage.
Yes.
Engage. Make sure that you are being actively involved. The prayer is important, and I know that your message wasn't don't pray. Your message was, you know,
pray for the right things.
But pray for the right things. Well, and then act on your own words of faith. But look, we change our environment by what we speak and how we pray. That it's so important to understand life and death and the power of the tongue and the words that we speak and how we break the strongholds of the enemy in the areas around us. And we do that first by the things that we speak out. We need to say, let the light shine into the darkness that is holding these men. Let the evil deeds of those that are doing injustice be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let those evil deeds be exposed. Let them be brought to justice. There are multiple psalms that you can be praying, folks. Literally praying the psalms that are related to these exact issues, because these are the kinds of things that David was crying out to God about relative to the injustices that were happening in his life based on people doing the wrong thing. I mean, it's all right there for us.
I would refer you also to Ephesians. Don the armor of God. Amen. Use the shield of righteousness and the sword of justice to heal this country and to restore it to its values. There's so many opportunities in the Bible for you to find encouragement, for you to find direction, for you to find strength. But the will to act, the will to leave your keyboard, to step out your front door. I don't care if you run for dog catcher or support somebody who's running for dog catcher. If you stand outside your voting place and act as a watcher, if you actively work in the polling place, just do something. Do not sit idly, because that is not what you're being told to do. So many of these people in these letters you will read said, God called me to go to D.C. that day. Mm-hmm. God told me to go into the Capitol. And how can you ignore that command? When you are called, you should answer. So many have done so over time and have achieved so much in his name. So now here's your chance, but you must act. You may not sit and watch anymore.
And we have to identify the misrepresentation of history that has taken place. The reality is that this is the people's house. How can you possibly be a trespasser in your own house? We were talking about this on the program just this past week. We were talking about taxation and issues such as that, and permissions, and how we're basically our frog in water. And I know from the last 20 some odd years of studying into what they call the sovereign citizen movement, which they vilified under Clinton. But what is that? It's saying, look, I am my own person. And I am a responsible and accountable only to God. No man owns me. I am not a slave. That's what it says. And I will abide by just laws. I will abide by the Constitution of the United States of America. And I will abide by the just laws. A driver's license. Are you kidding me? Really think about that. You have to get permission from some entity to drive on a road that you own, that you paid for. Look what we've done. The vaccines. We let them close us in our homes, shut down churches. David and I have talked about this. I've got a post up about this. There was a redress of grievances that went well beyond just an election. There was shutdowns of homes. There was the perversion of our children. There was the attempts to take away our Second Amendment rights. The list goes on and on. There are about a half dozen issues that people gathered there to call to the attention of their representatives, not their lords, not serfs, representatives. And it's disgusting how people have been treated for trying to gain the attention. Oh, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Well, if you were doing your job, you shouldn't be afraid. And no one went there with pitchforks and nails and hammers. And there wasn't any of that. The only people that had anything resembling any of that were the FBI plants that were put in there to create this facade.
It was actually the only moment in history where an insurrection was staged with hats and flags. It's kind of hard to understand. But I think over and over again, we see now the... holy moly. We see the inconsistency of the narrative. I ask people to go to stophate.com. Please look at the videos there. Watch the documentaries for yourself.
Yes.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. You will see the actuality of that day. And then you can make up your own mind and compare it to the narrative. But what we're seeing over and over and again, people are going like, well, the videos don't match the narrative. No, folks, the videos are the evidence. The narrative doesn't match the videos. That's what you need to remember. Yeah. And go to these sites, educate yourself. Remember that there is no need to be fearful. If you are doing the work, don the armor of God, use the shield of righteousness, handle the sword of justice, because this is what Americans and Christians do.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we will restore this country, but 100% of the proceeds from not only the book Letters from Prison, but the second book, which went on pre-sale this week, called The Art of Confinement, that picks up the story from these gentlemen from September of 2022 and brings it right up to October last month. So you get, this is as hot as it can get. People take years to produce books. We throw them out the door in 3 months with everything in it. And you will see for yourself and read from them, hear in their own words, see in their own hand the truth of that day and the truth of what is happening to America now. And then after you've gotten off your knees from praying, it's time to act.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're out of time. I thank you so much for coming on the program with me today. I thank you for taking the time to be here, and I thank you for the fight that you're fighting. Again, Tim Rivers, AmericanGulagChronicles.org, AmericanGulagChronicles.org, and also, as you see there on the screen, StopHate.com, and there are the resources there. Just, watch Bloody Hill. Listen to those interviews. The video that is in there will convince you of what the truth really is, and I hope you'll check it out. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Thanks, Pastor.
Okay. Tim, thank you, Tim, so much. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir. Appreciate the time.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your ClanSlate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your ClanSlate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Thanksgiving dinner, but what are some of the places that you would recommend for people? I actually saw a post about this. A couple that just was moving into the area, but they weren't here yet, but their son, who is a veteran, is living in the area while they're dealing with getting moved over here, and they were asking for, you know, ideas. Where would you recommend folks go that maybe are not able to fix a meal for themselves at home?
Oh, wow. Gosh, I'm depending on where you live. I mean, I think you just have to find your resources of good places that, you know, are providing Thanksgiving meals. And I think there are more places than you realize that do offer a beautiful Thanksgiving meal. So I think just, you know, ask Siri, check Google and find the resources in your local town.
I know. I was reading some of that last night. The American Legion here, or up in Lake Hills, is actually holding one. There's a community center. There's a couple of different restaurants that are putting on full Thanksgivings. There's a Riding the River Cowboy Church is doing a Thanksgiving meal at 1 o'clock. That's where I am in the area that I live in, Texas. Now, where are you at?
So I'm in Montana.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm in Montana. In Missoula is where I'm based out of.
Now are y'all getting winter yet?
Oh yeah. You know, we got a cold spell. It was down to about 15.
Okay.
We had a snap, but then the last week and a half or two has been actually beautiful. So we're getting a little breather before winter fully sets in.
When does winter hit you guys? Do you have a white? Do you ever have a white Thanksgiving, or how's that look?
You know, it is. It's hit or miss. Some years yes, some years no. Last year we had snow at the beginning of November, and it did not melt until April, which is very rare. So we had a very white Thanksgiving last year. But you know, Montana, it keeps you on your toes.
Now I'm not really familiar with Missoula, but do you have livestock as well on your place?
We don't. We do have ducks, but we don't. I mean,
okay.
I don't think I would really qualify that as, you know, livestock. But no, there's you know, we don't have any, but there are lots of folks that do.
A lot of livestock in the area.
Yep.
So tell me about ducks.
I have loved having, you know, we had chickens in the past. I never had ducks, and it's just, they're such characters, and they, so much personality, and they follow you everywhere. They're amazing.
Now they lay eggs.
Yes. However, ours do not. So,
oh, okay.
We haven't been blessed with that.
But they take care of like your mosquito problems. I know Montana has a lot of mosquitoes. I think when I was, I've been there, and one of the hotels we stayed at had the blow thing that blew down in front, so that as you walked in, it kind of blew all the bugs off to try to keep all the mosquitoes out. You guys have a pretty heavy mosquito season, if I remember correctly.
Depending on where you are in the state, some places aren't bad at all, but some do get it worse than others. But yeah, they're great. They're great with keeping the bugs down, and they do their job out in the garden well.
Yeah, I think I was in Billings.
Yeah.
I think I was in Billings when that happened. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Holly. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
All right, liveyourglow.live. Liveyourglow.live. And pick up the Audible book. You'll get to hear Holly herself speaking it out for you. That'll be fun. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Check it out. I believe.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
I got Don backstage. How you doing, Don?
Hi.
All right, buddy.
Where's my soul?
Hang tight. I'll let you know when we're ready for you.
So I just sit here and wait, and then in my...
And welcome back to Chosen... yeah, there we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. No traffic, off limits, and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right. Hey, listen, I want to let you know, I will be taking some time off next week for the Thanksgiving break, and I'm taking the whole week off. So I will be... resting and refreshing and all that kind of good fun stuff. Yesterday, I'll give you, actually, I'm going to tease this because I'm not going to give it to you right now, but we had our service in Punjab, India yesterday. I can tell you that we had over 300 people in attendance yesterday, and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I got the update from Pastor Samuel. And I'll share that with you here in just a couple of minutes. Hour number two is coming up. Don Jans and I, we're going to be talking about Red Dawn is here. Red Dawn has arrived. If you don't know what I mean, then you haven't been watching any movies. But Red Dawn is here. Xi Jinping arrived in San Francisco yesterday, and it looked like China has invaded America. I'm telling you, seriously. I'll have video for you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses here on TECN TV and across our social media networks. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after all of this breakage. You just find the right screen.
There is a little speaker icon on the top left-hand corner of your screen that will mute the playback.
Okay, we'll try that one for a minute.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discussed...
Okay, and now there...
Can you hear Greg?